אתכם על הנושא של פרשת השבוע, פרשת נוסוי. יש פה רעיון מדהים. רעיון is an idea, מדהים. I don't know what that word means. It means something like, it's unbelievable. מה זה מדהים? Incredible. מדהים. There's a רעיון מדהים. On this week's parasha from the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer was it's a kasha l'ta'er what the Chsam Sofer was. The Mashkiach Shlita spoke one time about someone who asked, "Yes, what do the Malachim Shira sound like?" So the Chsam Sofer told him, "said try to like go underneath the talus of the Chsam Sofer during Berachas Koyanim." You'll hear Malachim sing Shira. Kachave. Chassam Sofer was way, way out there. Chassam Sofer was mamish. Something lo me al mahadein. Says the Chassam Sofer in Preshberg, they used to put the trees and the flowers over the Chassam Sofer, the place that he sat and by the Aron Kodesh. And one year, the Gabbai forgot to do it, or just didn't decide not to do it. I'm not sure which one. And the Chassam Sofer made a face at him. And let's just say someone else was filling the job. That was the end of the Gabbai. Chassam Sofer was mamish. He was up there. So let me listen to this absolutely stunning word. It's so beautiful from the Chassam Sofer. It really starts in last week's parasha, which last the Shabbos by Kriyas HaTorah Dibarnu al Hanoseh Lama be. The end of last week's parasha Katuv. By Dabra Shem Moshe. It's here. Nosoi es roish b'nei kahas mitoich b'nei Levi l'mishpachoisam l'veis avoisam. So we started off with Nosoi b'nishum ezeshu siba, for whatever reason. Last week's parasha. Nosoi es b'nei roish b'nei kahas. Then this week's parasha starts off Nosoi es roish b'nei gershoin gam heim. Gam heim means lo rak b'nei kohos gam b'nei gershoin gam heim nosoi. So dibarnu shvu shavar. Why is it that l'chayra we should have started parashas nosoi over there? That's the beginning of the nosoi. Nosoi b'nei kohos. This week's parasha. Okay, it's a shela tova. But for the moment, what does it mean? Nosoi es roish b'nei gershoin gam heim. And it gets more complicated because the pasuk is then going to go discuss the third of the children of Bnei Levi, and that is Merari. Vapasuk matchil Bnei Merari lemishpachosam. Lo, the pasuk doesn't make mention of Nosoi. So davar manyan. Zot omeret raboisai. Zot omeret. Melevi ayu aya shlosha banim. He had three sons. He had Kahas, Gershon, and Merari. It's not exactly the order, but it's fine. Kahas, Gershon, and Merari. The pasuk says, "Nosai es roish b'nei Kahas." The pasuk says, "Nosai es roish b'nei Gershon gam heim." And on Merari, doesn't say any nosai. Sholach Chassam Sofer, lama? Ma inyan baze? Ma omek baze? What's going on over here? אז אומר החסם סופר הפלו ופלא. He says the following thing. He says, Levi היו הסמל, they were the symbol of מה שקורה אצל כלל ישראל. Levi was like, they were the people that were supposed to be the clergy of כלל ישראל. Right? Shevet Levi didn't have Nachala. Shevet Levi were the ones that were busy the whole time with the Avodah. They were like the clergy of Klal Yisrael. V'chol echad mishevet Levi hayom mesamel l'tkufa acheret mitoch ha-historia shel Klal Yisrael. Each one, there's different, Klal Yisrael goes through different tkufas, they go through different phases. Let's discuss for a moment. I'll explain to you what I mean. Kohas. Kohas, says the Chassam Sofer, is miloshon kahal. Miloshon to gather in is when Klal Yisrael is b'achdut. when Klal Yisrael is together. When does Klal Yisrael have it together? They have it together when they're in Eretz Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael is riding high. Kos, one of the names of Kos's children, he has a son named Uziel Chevroin. Chevron is Chaverim, Uziel is strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all names where Klal Yisrael is in its glory. That's Kos. Klal Yisrael is riding high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Moshe Rabbeinu, Tagid L'Bnei Kos, Nosai. Nosai is Hisnasus, lift yourself up. Zot Omeret. Even when Klal Yisrael is doing well, even when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we can be doing better. Because we need a tikkun. The tikkun ha-sofi is when Klal Yisrael is zoche to correct all of the sins. Even when you have the Beis HaMikdash, there's better. We're waiting for the tikkun ha-sofi, which is the final completion of man's mission on this world. So you gotta lift it up a little bit. Do better. Nosoi, elevate yourselves when you're in a matziv of kahos. That's the first parasha. Acharkach, the other son is the son whose name is Gershoin. Gershoin is Miloshin Gerushin. Gerushin, if Kohas is when Klal Yisrael is coming together in Eretz Yisrael, Chevroin and Uziel, so Gerushin is when Klal Yisrael is Garush. When Klal Yisrael is banished, sent away. Klal Yisrael is removed from Eretz Yisrael. They're in Galus, is Gershoy. Now, when Klal Yisrael is in Galut, Keshanachnu beGalut, Adayin Yesh Ofen, there's still a way for us to be able to do Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ech Osim Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Beis HaMikdosh. Ech Osim Et Zeh? Adidei Tzvileh. We have a void in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh. However, we have B'moko in the Korbanos, there's Tefillah. The son of Gershon's name is Shimi. What does Shimi mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoimea Tefillah. Livni is to be Melavein. A person can cleanse himself. Livni V'Shimi. Through davening, we can create also a Kedusha at Tahara. It's not mamish like the Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Nosoi es roish b'nei Gershon gam hem yicholim la'asot ezeshu hisnasus, gam hem yicholim k'tzat l'romem et atzmam." That is the second of the children of B'nai Levi. It's be'emet abachor, but we're not going to talk about that now. Who's the third? His name is Mirari. Mirari. What does Mirari mean? It's Miloshen Maror. Maror is bitter. There's a matzav in Klal Yisrael is Garush when they're in where they're not in Eretz Yisrael. Lav Davka. Does that mean that they're going to be in persecution and they're going to be in a situation when they're facing annihilation and they're facing all different types of challenges? Lav Davka. They're just Garush. There's something else. And Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of Mirari. It's Maror. Who are the children of Mirari? Machli Umushi. Machli is from Milashon Machalo. Machalo is a sickness. Someone is chole. Machla. Machli Umushi. Mushi is also Milashon of his ki'ilu, he's being trampled on. That's Marari. It's the Marari, lo katuv lashon av nosoi. Lo katuv. Lama lo katuv lashon av nosoi b'marari? Omer chasam sofer, yesh gemara. A gemara omer, shemishu nimtza b'dor, they're found in a generation of persecution of Klal Yisrael, hem, they are in the highest darga that a person can possibly reach. Ein shum tzorech v'esnasus. Mi shemes al kiddush Hashem. Mi shemes biglal shehu yehudi, someone that was killed because of the fact, or was persecuted because of the fact that he was a Yid, he is mamish b'mechitzos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the highest place a person could possibly be. Shama ein tzorech lehisnasus. Person doesn't need any form of hisnasus. Hu achi achi. He's the highest that a person could possibly reach. These are the three different children of Bnei Levi. There's Gershon, Kohos, and Merari. Kohos is the one who Dafka carried his avoida was to carry the Aroin. His avoida was when they were with the Mishkan was in transit. So he was the one who carried the Aroin, because Kohos was, even though he was not the Bechor, but he was the one who was Mesamel when Klal Yisrael was in its glory, the Aron Kodesh, and all of the amazing things that happened. That was Kohos. His children, Chevron Ve'uziel. Gershon, and Klal Yisrael is not in its highest point, but Lav Davka, are they going through any type of persecution? They're Gorosh Shem Eretz Yisrael. His children, Livni Ve'Shemi. Which is, there's still work to be done and a way to do it. Mirari is the one who is mamish facing the worst phase that Klal Yisrael ever went through. Machli u'mushi. By him there's no need for hisnasus. You don't need hisnasus. So there's a sheila ma'od ma'anyenet. Sheila u'kacha. Aya shnei achim. It was two brothers. Echad mehem haya Talmud Chochem Muflog. He was a big Talmud Chochem. Ve'asheni haya lo kol kach milumad. He wasn't as learned as his brother. Aval hu haya bechor. Ve'abechor ratza she'achiv hakatan yiten lo kavod. Ani habechor, ten li kavod. זה שיש לך, למדת הרבה תורה, בסדר, לא משנה לי, אני הבחור. אז נשאלת השאלה, מי הוא שבאמת יכול לדרוש כבוד? אחיו הקטן יכול להגיד, אבל אני אתה מלכוחה. מה התשובה? מה אתה חושב? הבנת את השאלה? זה היא בחור? היא לא קצת אתה מלכוחה, לא. אז אני גם לא בוכר, I'm the youngest, so for sure, for me, I want a kitzer. אז התשובה נמצא בפרשתנו. למה? כי יש פה שני אחים. יש את גרשון, יש את כהס. וכהס, הוא לא היה בכור. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לו, הקדוש ברוך הוא gave him to carry the oroin. Why was Kohos carrying the Aron? Because Kohos was a bigger Talmud Chacham than Gershon was. So I would think, but Gershon's the Bechor. Give Gershon the Kavod. As Mar Ruim, Ruim she yoter me ha chashivus sheyesh lemishu she nikra Bechor, yesh chashivus le Talmud Chacham. The maila of Talmud Chacham trumps the maila of being a bechor. זה מה שנמצא בפרשתנו. אני חושב שכדי להבין that the chashivus of a person that learns Torah and the importance of learning Torah, מה שכתוב בגמרא בירושלמי, שאין עוני אלא בדעס. דדבי כולה בי. ודלוי דובי מבי. זה מאמר שנאמר במערובה. מה הכוונה? If you have Torah, דדובי כולבי. You got Torah, you got it all. ודלוי דובי, and if you don't got Torah, מבי, then what do you have? אין עוני אלא בדעס. זאת אומרת, a person can say he's got all the money in the world, he's got everything he wants. If he doesn't have Torah, he's a poor person. And if he has Torah, he's the richest person in the world. Because ein ani elo v'da'as. Torah is the koiveya. a person's relationship to Torah is koveya. Is he a person that is a successful person? Person that has accomplished? Is he a person that's roy for kavod or not? So we're steadily approaching Rabbi Yisai. Zman matan Torah seinu. ואני חושב שזה מאוד מתאים מה שאנחנו אומרים עכשיו החשיבות של בני כהוס נוסוי אז בני כהוס אנחנו זכינו להיות בישיבה אנחנו ברוך השם אנחנו זכינו להיות לא עם די התורה we should be able to appreciate דידו בי כולה בי without further ado Rabbi Kallis.